This is a continuation of the February 2nd, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves two cases. The first is case number 200 for property ID 110085700. The second is case number 201 for property ID 110085710. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. No one is present for the assessor's office, but we do have Chaz Standage present over the phone for the appellant as their representative. He's already been sworn in for the day. And I will say that both properties are owned by Dale E. Anderson and Lita L. Anderson Trustees CB. There's a little bit of difference in the name, but it's very clear that they are both owned by the same people.
Yep. Okay, go ahead and tell us about this property. These, whatever it's proposed to our property.
Okay. Shouldn't take too long. This is it's a dealership, but it's just basically like a lot. There's no showroom. There's no service repair garage. They have like a little, little service center, like house area that just includes a couple offices in there for the workers. The value for this property, the county has on it $704,500. Our value, cost value is coming in at $443,892. You can see the pictures. The parcel map on page 6 is just a lot with the little service center, you know, for the offices on the property. You can see there on page 6 and 7. Page 8, it's only 1,478 square feet. We did service center. You can see in the picture it's not block or metal. We use D average for the service center, which is $73.50 square foot. And with the regional multiplier and extra features, our RCNLD is coming in at $114,552. The assessor's improvement value is $171,300. So a little difference there. Not a whole lot. The property's not valued too high compared to the other dealerships. And then our land is $329,339. So our total cost value is $443,892, which is $300.33 a square foot. our land sales are on page 14. We did 5 land sales. The land for this property is $12 a square foot. So let's see the land. So 1, 2, 3 are past evaluation date into the future. So if I was going to put it on 1, it would probably be 4, which is sold March 4 or 5. Would be the ones that I would point to, which are within the value date of March 2020 and January 2020. We did adjustments for size and other, which other would be time adjustment. So sell 4 is $9.02 a square foot. Sell 5 is $4.32 a square foot. And again, the subject's on at $12 a square foot. We provided the CoStar reports for the sales. You can, on page 15, you can see the map of the sales. So if you have any questions on those, you can look at the CoStar reports. And that's all I really have for this property. Again, it's just a small little used dealer lot with a little small service center for a couple offices.
Is that structure stick built or is that a manufactured?
It actually might be a manufactured home, which would be cheaper,
right?
According to Marshall and Swift. But I just did the D average, or D, yeah, D average for it, which is wood. And that's all I have.
Any other questions?
I don't have any other questions.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. No other questions overall for anybody?
No, no other questions.
No, but that should be the last one, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
I think we're done. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. You giving me closing that one?
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 2nd, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves case number 170 for property ID 110085888. The property is owned by Hannah Honda Real Property, LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Chaz Standage present as the representative for the appellant, and they're over the phone. He has already been sworn in for the day, so I'll go ahead and hand it back over to Dan.
All right, let's go ahead and tell us about property 110085888.
Okay, this one is the Honda dealership. This one built in 1987, 33,497 square feet. The property is valued at $4,926,900. Our cost approach is coming in at $3,058,677.
If you would just point out to us the major differences between you and the assessor's office on that, because this has a almost $2 million difference in value. Point out just the major differences.
All right, let me pull up their evidence. It's going to be similar. Let me see here. Pull up theirs. So this is similar to the last property. It's just a basic, your dealership. Let's get to their cost. I'm loading up their packet right now. All right. So their cost is on page A-18. Again, the main differences we're looking at here is they're valuing the showroom at C Good, which is $150.70 a square foot. This dealership was built in 1987, similar to the last one, which they had at C Average, but they have this showroom at C Good, which is a huge difference per square foot, and for a 1987 built. It's hard to say that's a C-good building. So that would be the main difference there. We're using C-average, and they're using C-good on the showroom. And again, with the offices, you can see they're using the office waiting. Their base cost for that is $121 a square foot. So it looks like they're using the actual office building section out of Marshall and Swift instead of the service center out of Marshall and Swift, which, again, the service center does include the offices. And that's, you can see in their packet on this packet, Appendix A2, right under their box, it describes what's included in the service center, which is office. So the main differences between ours and theirs would be we're using service center instead of office, which the base cost for service center is $79.50 a square foot. They're using the $121.20 a square foot, which is a big difference. And the showroom, they're using C-Good, which is which is $150 a square foot, and we're using C average, which is $106 a square foot for the showroom. And they did use C average on the other dealership, which is similar to this one, but for some reason they use C good for the showroom on this property. So really that's really what I wanted to point out in this packet. I don't know if you want, you know, I don't really have to go through the whole packet, but that's the argument for this packet. Those are the differences. And again, Marshall and Swift, you can clearly see that within the service center, that does include the offices. So do you want me to go into our detail more, you know, in the land sales? You know, our land sales, you can see for yourself, but I think the main difference for argument purposes is how they did their cost with the C-Good and the offices.
Tell us the land value. I mean, you just take an average, but which one is the closest in terms of proximity and quality of the land sales?
Land was hard to come by, I'll be honest, when I was looking at it within the value range. Again, the first two that we have are after the value date, so I know you can't use those. Cell 3 and 4 are the ones that you would be able to use. And, you know, they're in Vancouver, but it's hard to – land sales were hard to find. I'm not going to argue that. So it's hard to point to one and say this is – the most comparable to the subject, but I would, you know, if I was going to pick one, it would probably be 3, which is the $8.50 a square foot with, you know, we did a size and time adjustment. The subject is 4.29 acres. This sale is 5.12, which was sold in March of 2020. So if I was going to point to one, it would probably be number 3. In our packet.
Okay, any questions?
Okay, I have no questions.
No, I don't have any questions.
Did you have something else, Chaz?
No, that was all I had for this one. So the main thing was just how they did their cost and how we did our cost was the main difference.
Yeah, that's, I mean, yours is virtually half of what theirs is.
A lot has to do with how they, because $150 to $106 is a big difference, and then $121 to $79 is another big difference. So that's going to change it a lot. And again, they did the C average on the last one for the showroom, but then they're doing C good for this one. So
and the Super Bowl one that you're saying was, that's the
they
Subaru.
For the Subaru, they did C good on their showroom.
Was this one, you know, this one was, if this one was built as a dealership, was it not? It wasn't something that was converted.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it was built as a dealership.
Yeah. All right.
And that's all I got.
All right. No more questions?
No more questions.
Close that hearing.
No.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 2nd, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves 5 properties. The first is case number 185 for property ID 966-21100. The second is case number 186 for property ID 966-21102. The third is case number 187 for property ID 966-21103. The fourth is case number 188 for property ID 966-21116. And the final fifth one is case number 189 for property ID 966-21129. All properties are owned by Hannah Kia Real Property LLC. All of them are identically named. And so we're reviewing those 5 together. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Chaz Standage as the representative for the appellant present over the phone. He has already been sworn in for the day, so I'll go ahead and return it over to them.
Okay, go ahead and tell us about these five properties.
Okay, this is a pretty old dealership. We threw some pictures in. You'll be able to see that, you know, they're all metal, old metal siding buildings, older dealership. It was actually reduced to 1.4, and then it went back up to 2.9 this year. And it's built in 1974, 20,000 square foot dealership. Our cost is coming in at $1,814,403, includes the five parcels. And page six of our packet, you can see the five parcels there, right in a row. There's parking and the buildings on them. And you can see how old this dealership is. It's not nice looking. The storage garages are kind of run down, you know, metal siding. Nothing special on this property. And if you go to page 11, is our cost analysis. We broke it down. You can see there to the typical areas, showroom, service, repair garage, service center. We did D average for the showroom, S low cost for the service garage, D average for the service center, and then S low cost for the other garage. You can see the base cost for those. Depreciation, we did 80% depreciation with a regional multiplier and extra features. Our RCLD is coming in at about $500,000. And the RCLD that the assessor has is $626,000, so we're about $126,000 less than what the assessor has. Land, we're coming in at $1.3 million, so our total cost is $1,814,403. And I'll get to our land here in a second. So page 18 is our land. The subject land is on at $10.64 a square foot. We'd have four land sales at $5.84 for cell one, $8.04 for cell two, $4.61 for cell three, and $5.26 for cell four. The value that we're coming to for our land, again, is the $1.3 million or $5.94 a square foot. Page 19 is the map with the sales, the four sales you can see there. And again, the main concern with this property is just the run-down buildings, you know, old depreciated buildings. And that it was reduced a year ago, and then it was nearly doubled, about doubled in value back up. So that was our main concern is with this property.
Now this property is, if I look at the map correctly, it's between Highway 99 and the I-5 freeway. Is that correct?
That's what it looks like, right in the center there, yeah. You can see the parcel map. So you got the parking lots on the ends, and then you got the main buildings within the center parcel.
Do you know, Chaz, did we adjust the value last year? That $1,463,000, was that something the Board of Equalization did?
I'm usually included in our packet. Let me see if I can pull that up in our system from last year to see if it was the board. Hold on a second. Might have been the board, might have been the state board.
I don't know if you have that handy, Michelle, or if you can tell.
Yeah, I can't. I'm looking for it. We just switched systems, so I'm trying to look at our old system and see if I can find that.
I'm not necessarily seeing one for this for 2020, but that's just the particular parcel I pulled up. It has one for 2019 that did go to a hearing.
Well, this one says the 21 value is $1,463,000. I just wondered if the state did that or we did it. I'd be surprised if the county did it.
Convene an order. It looks like it may have been the board, but again, I don't want to waste too much time. I'm trying to look through our old system. I believe it was the board, but I don't want to be, I'm not 100% positive on that.
Okay.
Usually we try to throw that into the packet, but for some reason it wasn't thrown in.
Yeah, that's helpful if you do put it in the packet.
Yeah.
That was my only question.
Hey, any other questions?
I don't have any questions.
No, I don't have any other questions.
No, that's all I had.
All right. Close the hearing.
This is the February 2nd, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves case number 166 for property ID 712-81177. The property is owned by Hannah Richard W. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Chaz Standage on the line for the appellant present over the phone. So at this time, we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand to be sworn in for all of the properties today. We will announce the different properties on their individual recordings, but we'll just do one swearing in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in these hearings will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this court as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on that, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go with the first property, property number 712-81177. So go ahead and tell us about this property.
All right. So this one is a large distribution warehouse, about 50,000 square feet. Acreage is about 4 acres. The property is valued at $51.54 a square foot. We did a cost approach. You can see on page 2 of our packet. Our cost approach, we came to $1.8 million, or $36.87 a square foot. On page 6 of our packet is the cost analysis of the property that we did. Again, it's a distribution warehouse, 49,415 square feet, built in 1998. The base cost that we're using for the distribution warehouse is CLO cost, which is $38.25 a square foot per square foot. We added in sprinklers with 40% depreciation and a 1.12 regional multiplier with 125,000 in extra features. That brings our RCNLD to 1,478,180. And with our land, that I'll get to in a second, our land sales are coming in at $343,748. So a total cost value is the $1,821,929, or again, it's the $36.87 a square foot. We attached the Marshall and Swift pages with a backup for the numbers that we did in our analysis. You can see on the next 5 or 6 pages, depreciation table, multiplier table is on there. And then if you go to page 12 and 13 are our land sales. We have 6 land sales. The subject land is on at $3.50 a square foot. Our land sales are ranging from $1.20 a square foot to $2.90 a square foot. And our sales are from 2020, 2019, so within the range, the valuation range. We did adjustments for size and time of sale adjustments on those. And our total value for the land sales, as I mentioned in our cost analysis, is the $343,748. Or per square foot, that is $1.94 a square foot. We attached the CoStar reports for those land sales. You can see that finishes out our packet. For the 6 land sales, you can see there, page 14 is the map of the land sales, and the star is the subject property. And if you look, let's see, sale 4 is the one that's pretty right next to the subject property. That would be sale 4, which is the $2.54 a square foot. So we attached all the land sale, the CoStar reports for those. And again, our requested value based on the cost is $1,821,929, which is $36.87 a square foot. And that's all I have for this property. Thanks.
Any questions? Lisa or Dick?
I don't have any questions.
No, I don't have any questions.
I followed that through with him.
Yep.
That's all I have for this property.
All right, close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 2nd, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 169 for property ID 110085884. The property is owned by JJHW LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Chaz Standage present as the representative for the appellant over the phone. He has already been sworn in for the day. So at this time, I'll hand it over to Dan.
Okay, since you've been sworn in and given the information, go ahead and tell us about this property, 110085884.
Okay. So this property is a dealership. It's a Subaru dealership in Vancouver. It's built in 2006, 34,528 square feet. The value is on for $3,370,400. We did a cost approach for this dealership. Our cost approach is coming in at $2,934,168. Or $84.98 a square foot. There's some pictures in there, parcel map, and you can see of the property. Page 8 is our analysis, our cost analysis. We broke it up to showroom, service center, and repair garage. We use C average on each area. So we got the showroom is the C average showroom is base cost is $106 a square foot. For service center it's $79.50 a square foot. For the repair garage is $60 a square foot. On page 2, looks like there's an error on our packet, actually. We have an effective year 2006, but the year built is actually 1987, and the effective year that we're using is 2002. So that 2006 is an error.
Where is that located?
On page 2?
Page three. We actually have a 2002 effective year, and it was built in 1987. So the base cost you can see there, and again we attached all the Marshall & Swift backup for these numbers. We threw sprinklers in for the service center showroom and the large repair garage. With the 1.12 regional multiplier, as well as 80,000 and 8 extra features. And our RCNLD for this property is coming in as a $2,372,541. With our land value, and I'll get to that, our land value is $561,645. So our total cost, as I mentioned at the front of the presentation, the packet is $2,934,186, or $84.98 a square foot. Again, we attach the Marshall & Swift for those numbers. If you go to page 15 of our packet, is our land sales. We have 4 land sales for this property. The subject land is $9.60 a square foot. Our land sales are ranging from $4.24 a square foot to $8.88 a square foot. The first 2 land sales are past the valuation date. They're thrown into our packet just for argument purposes. I know they are after the valuation date. But sale 3 and 4 are within the range in March and January of 2020. We attached the CoStar reports for those land sales. And our land, again, per square foot is, based on those 4 land sales, is $6.61 a square foot. Page 16, you can see the map of the subject property and the 4 land sales. In Vancouver, and then the CoStar reports are to finish out our packet. Again, our requested value based on our cost is the $84.98 a square foot, or it's about $2.9 million that we're coming in at. That's all I have for direct. I just wanted to make a couple comments on the assessor's cost approach real quick for this property. I'll pull it up. Let's see. So if you go to the assessor's page, see what page was it? Page, it's like A-18. Is their cost? So we use the we typically use the showroom, service center, and repair garage. They're using the showroom, an auto reception, service garage, and then an office meeting room. Typically, you don't see a service center on here. With the service centers, those are typically the offices, sales offices and general offices. If you go to the assessor's page, and look at their Marshall and Swift page on Appendix A-3. Zoom in. It says under the service center, so it's right under the box that they have, it says auto service centers are designed for repair parts, sales, and service, and will have showroom area, sales, office, storage, and repair space. So that kind of tells you what's included in the service center, which service center is going to be cheaper per square foot than an office. And, you know, it looks like the assessor is using about 5,064 square feet as office, which is coming in at $104 a square foot, which is even more than the showroom. You can see at the top, their showroom base cost is only $94.70 a square foot. So that's the only argument I would make on their cost. It doesn't look, it looks like they're using an actual office base cost instead of like a service center. And the service center does include an office, which is what we typically use. And they don't even have the service center on in their cost analysis. So that's all I really have. I just wanted to point that out in their packet.
And that's the auto reception category. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying they have the meeting room slash office with a base cost at the very overall per square foot of $104.83.
And that should be part of the.
If you read the base cost for C average service center.
I got that. You're just saying it should be included with the auto service garage at a lower rate.
At a lower rate. So the C average service center is $79.50 a square foot, not the $104.83. And it does say in their own packet, it tells you what's included in the service center, which it did include the showroom sales and office.
Got it.
So that's all I really have for this. This packet.
Okay. And they used what for their valuation? Did they use the cost approach also?
Let's see. Their cost is coming in at 3.3. It looks like they did.
Yeah. All right. Any questions?
No, I don't have any questions.
No questions.
That's all I have.
Close that hearing.